Task 3.
It was a sunny Sunday afternoon in Dorset when a fun day near the water turned scary for two children. Just after 3:15 p.m, a boy and a girl were seen struggling in thick mud close to the Christchurch Harbour Hotel. As luck would have it, a passerby spotted them and quickly called the Coast Guard. Help was soon on the way. The local volunteer crew of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution from Muddiford arrived, along with Coast Guards, firefighters and paramedics. By this time, though, the boy had sunk into the mud up to his chest and couldn't move. The RNLI team worked quickly. They used a paddleboard and a stretcher to move safely on the soft mud. They carefully used their hands to dig the boy out. Then they rescued the girl, who was also stuck in the mud. Both children were cold and very tired, so the team took them to shore. There, paramedics checked to make sure they were okay. Tim Hewitt, the volunteer operations manager at Muddiford RNLI, said it was a very serious situation. But, thanks to teamwork across all the emergency services, the rescue was a success. He even gave a special thank you to the staff at the Christchurch Harbour Hotel for all their help during the rescue. Jane Parkinson, a local RNLI safety officer, said that the warm weather had brought more visitors to the beach and harbour. She reminded everyone that harbour mud can be dangerous, especially at low tide. She said, "Always seek local advice about safe areas to walk. Check the tide and weather forecast, and plan your activity accordingly." In the end, this story had a happy ending, but it was a strong reminder that nature can be unpredictable and safety should always come first.